is the Storymobile Podcast. We are a solar-powered moving art space that travels to events and through neighborhoods to collect your stories. The St. Paul Almanac book was created in 2005 and has since been released annually. The goal is to bring together the diverse community of St. Paul through literary arts. The Almanac is a meeting place for sharing stories and artwork of our community. This year, the St. Paul Almanac released their 11th volume, On a Collected Path. As part of a reading festival, authors have gathered at various venues throughout St. Paul to read their fabulous work. On Sunday, April 23rd, the bookstore Subtext Books hosted these amazing authors, and here they are reading their great work.
Whether keeping track of her beloved baseball team's progress in her middle school diary or reflecting on family life in her essays today, Beth L. Voigt has always had a passion for writing. Growing up in St. Paul in a family of two hardworking parents, nine fun-loving siblings, and numerous friends and relatives who came for an afternoon visit or stayed for a few years, she has much to write about, always. She has published her work in national and local publications, including two editions of the St. Paul Almanac. Welcome, Beth Voigt.
Getting my driver's license through the state of Minnesota was much easier than passing Dad's driving tests, which were required before he would permit me, the sixth of his nine children, to drive the family car. Test one, driving with Dad. One Sunday after my classroom training, but before I take my behind-the-wheel training, Dad drove me to Gloria Day Church parking lot on Snelling and Highland Parkway. I think so I was assured spiritual as well as parental guidance. Handed me the keys to a silver Chrysler, got into the passenger side, and tilted his seat back. Drive around in a few circles, then figure eights. I'm going to take a little nap. He leaned back and closed his eyes. Why, shh, I'm resting, he said. But Dad, I don't even know this is the best way to learn. This isn't the way you're supposed to teach. To that, he simply held up his hand. He turned slightly toward the passenger window and began to breathe heavily. I managed to put the car into gear, lurch forward, and slam on the brakes before hitting the light pole at the edge of the parking lot. Dad readjusted his shoulders. I tried again and again until I was able to drive smoothly in a circle and create lopsided figure eights, which I later learned were to enhance my maneuverability and handling. After 45 minutes, I woke up my now snoring father. He nodded and took over the wheel. After four Sunday afternoons driving with Dad, I passed his first test. Test two, filling the gas tank. Dad told all of us kids to fill the gas tank each time we used the car. The first time I arrived home after driving the car, I announced, I filled it at the Highland Park Mobile Station. Great, Dad said. 15 minutes later, Dad went out the back door and came right back in. Where's the gas cap? He asked. It's right. I took it off and put it on the top of the car and then I traipsed back to the gas station on foot. They showed me an array of left-behind gas caps, none of which matched my father's silver Chrysler. I selected a light blue one. This will do for now, but I expect to see a silver one on there soon. 2 weeks later, I lost the light blue gas cap and replaced it with a black one. And as luck would have it, I lost my third gas cap within a month and found a silver one to match Dad's car perfectly. That's when I finally passed his second test. And I've since been thankful for the small plastic cord that now connects gas caps to cars. Test three, keeping my eyes on the road. Driving the family car to my part-time job at Snuffy's Malt Shop on Cleveland and St. Clair, I relished the freedom of cranking the tunes on the radio and rolling down all four windows. That proved to be my downfall. As I took my eyes off the road to find KDWB, I rear-ended the Ford sedan in front of me. I dented Dad's fender and the Ford owner's. I returned home shaking at the thought of telling Dad and imagining the weeks of walking I would need to endure. Dad was reading the newspaper. "Dad, I have some bad news," I trembled. "Was anyone hurt?" he asked without putting down the newspaper. "No, but your car, is it drivable?" he asked, flipping the next page. "Yes, but it was a dent. I'm really sorry." He put down the paper. "Well, now that that's out of the way, don't let it happen again." And he resumed reading. I sighed, relieved I passed test 3, and from then on, I was a full-fledged driver, ready for the streets of St. Paul.
To hear more stories, learn more about Storymobile, and to find out where we'll be pedaling off to next, visit storymobile.org.